כגע.
או בהמשלח, כן. אוקיי.
Okay, good morning. We are...
Wait,
it's on. Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, it's Resh Nun Zayin. We're about to start. That's Hatmana. Shir sponsor, the Refuah Shleima of Imi Morati Rachel Esther Bat Chai Rivka and Avi Mori Nisim Ben Ima. Just a couple little things continuing with Bishul. Then we're almost done with Bishul until Shin Yud Ched. Besides Hatmana over here. Just to explain on the definition of michzei kemevashel, just the Gra points out that I'll read the words she'ein darkan shel bnei adam berov ha'pe'amim levashel ken. So then ein nira kemevashel. The only time you're worried about something being michzei kemevashel is if most of the people most of the time cook this way. It's not that some people once in a while cook fish or cook a chowent this way. Okay, why did I mention this? Because we had the whole sugya, we mentioned yesterday the halacha of a blech and hot plates. So I'm not going to recap everything we said, but just to further explain why some people say, everybody says you're allowed to put food on a pot, a cooking pot on the Shabbos morning. You have your cholin pot, you have pot on your blech, whatever it is. Everybody says you can now take your food from the fridge and put it on top of that pot to warm up Shabbos morning from your fridge. You can take another pot of food and balance it on top of your kalim, and you can turn over the lid and it's not so hard to balance, and you can warm up your food. Everybody says that. Why? Because it's not michzei kemevashel, right? You're talking about something that's fully cooked. So there's no worry of michzei kemevashel. Because nobody cooks like that. Nobody cooks with a pot on top of a pot on top of a pot. You only see things like that in funny little storybooks with the cartoons. But you'll never see that in real life. So that's why we get into the machloket of a blech and a hot plate. So a blech and a hot plate, also the truth is, nobody, or certainly Rove, which I think most would agree with the Vilna Gaon, most of the people, you don't walk into people's houses, and during the week, nobody's cooking with a blech and a hot plate. That's the general way we cook straight on. So that's why many say, once you have a blech and a hot plate, it's not michzei kemevashel. Some say, well, since it's so hot, it reaches that level, and it's flat, and it's not so obvious, there's no airspace of a kli in between. So the machloket over there, between the achronim, is how to define, or to look at michzei kemevashel. Does it have to look completely, completely way off from normal, or just basically not normal? Okay, so that was just that. Okay. I had something else I wanted to say. V'dayto lahachzir. Just wanted to point out that let's say you have a pot on the two pots on your blech. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, if you have two pots on your blech and you take off one of them because that's what you want to eat, you open up the pot and you go, oh my gosh, that's not the one I wanted to eat. I wanted to eat the other pot and save this one for the morning. So he says you're allowed to put it back on. It's good enough. It's not considered not v'dayto lahachzir. And you're allowed to put it back. Also, the Ramaz basically makel pretty much a little bit with Chazara b'dyeved, if it's Bishat Adchak at least. Okay, it depends on which issues, but it obviously needs a blach. Just to share one other kula that Rav Avadi Yosef mentions, again, everyone can make their judgments to follow it or not. He writes, interesting, you're allowed to take a pot with liquid and warm it up on a place where there's a blech and a hot plate. And he says, even though it's going to get Yatzah Ledetbo, but you have a mind to take it off before it gets to Yatzah Ledetbo. So he's famous for a little more often than some other poskim using the concept of Sveik Sveika, taking two different machlokets and put them together. So it's a machloket if there's Bishalach or Bishal Badavar Lach. And there is a machloket if you're allowed to put a pot in a place where it could get Yatzah Ledetbo. We're talking about fully cooked again, obviously. So we're talking about Dinei Darabanan. So it's fully cooked. and you can put it by a Yad Salerbo, and it'll get to Yad Salerbo. So there's an opinion that says, I think the opinion in the Rishonim, I think it's Rashi, the Ran, the Ramban, or I can look it up, but it's the Rambam, the Ramban, and Rashi. They say you're allowed to put, it might even be by Bishul Deraisa. You're allowed to put it into a place where it's, that I'm not sure, but you're allowed to put it into a place where it's, if you leave it there, it'll get to Yad Salerbo. As long as you have a mind to take it off before. Now we paskin, everyone in the Shulchan Aruch, everyone paskin, you're not allowed to do that. But by a bishul of a Davar Lach that was fully cooked, so since that's, takes the two different machlokas and put it together, and he says, you're allowed to do that. Just wanted to share that. One other interesting thing by chicken bones. So we know that in order for discussing the concept of mevushal kol tzarko. So discussing with Rabbi Yoel, I'll leave it as a question: is mevushal kol? If you have a piece of steak, what's considered mevushal kol tzarko? I'll just leave it as a question. Maybe someone wants to chime in later. If it's medium rare, if it's medium well, if it's how well done does the steak have to be called mevushal kol tzarko, and does it depend on the person? So I'll just, that I'm going to leave as a question for you guys. But by chicken bones, what happens if the whole chicken soup, the whole chicken dish you're making is fully cooked? There's no red inside. I think everybody would agree with fully, though that was part of our debate, if something's considered fully cooked or not. But I think we can say, I think most of us can, it starts to brown on the outside and fully cooked on the inside, but the chicken bones are not soft enough to eat. So, in Shemira Shabbos Ki Ochasa, he writes that one should be a makpid to make sure that the chicken bones themselves need to be soft enough to eat in order to, for it to be mevushal kol tzarko. But Rav Moshe and Rav Avad Yosef say that's only if you eat chicken bones. If you don't eat chicken bones, then you don't count them, you don't consider them at all into the equation, and it only goes by the chicken itself. What I did want to point out was our stovetops, my humble opinion, are much, in general, are hotter than the Kira of the Gemara. And I was just, because we learned, for Shia, you're allowed to put piece of meat on the in the pot right before Shabbos, because you know it's going to take at least, let's say, 3 hours. It's not going to help you for dinner Friday night. It's going to take 3 hours for it to cook. So that's when we said it's okay. But so it really depends on how big the meat is and how you cook. In those days, their ovens, on how intense the fire is, exactly. You can, depending on the fire and the size and the type of the meat, we did see it's pretty subjective to the situation in the Shulchan Aruch. It could take, exactly. So, and it could get fully cooked. In a crock pot, on a slow heat, so then, that's when you take 3 hours. On the Kira of the Gemara, remember those stovetops, to my best of my knowledge, they were always open in two places. It was also used to heat up the house. It was open in the front, to put in like an oven, and it was open on top where all the heat came out. So those were probably cooler than being, when you hung it up on top, was probably not intense heat. It's putting it onto a gas flame where it's going. So really depends on, it really just depends on the situation. If it'll take 3 hours, it's fine. If it'll take less, I think not. Okay. I think we'll save that for another time. Covering knobs, just to point out, many point out, it's whenever we say garuf akatum ablech, it's good to cover knobs. Most say it's certainly not part of the halacha. Nam yikar din, you don't have to. It's a chumrah, it's good to do. And, but can you... Minach hasidus. And what happens if, can you just cover the knobs and not put on the blech? So if we're talking about chazara, for sure not. We're talking about Shia. It happens to be a little bit of a machlokas. Most say for sure you have to, it's not enough, but some say it is enough because it has the same din of, I think it's called tuach betit, where you seal up the oven. Right? The two times we know, for two quick examples, where we know you're, it doesn't have to be karaf akatum, a garaf akatum. It doesn't have to be in that state for Shia. It has to just, as long as it's raw and it won't be ready for 3 hours, I'm making up the 3 hours, but I think that's pretty, that makes sense. And then as far as the other heter is if it's sealed. If you have an oven and you seal it with clay or maybe tape all the way around, So some say if you lock up your oven, then you don't have to have garav v'katum. If you have a little lock on it, or if you seal it up with tape, they say that's, some say that's also okay. Because it has to be another difficult, annoying step to bake it so that you have to open it. So covering up knobs, if you cover it up with a, you know, a piece of tape and it's hard to get to without, you know, annoyingly difficult. It doesn't have to be hard. But and that's also a question. What level makes it tiach petit? So some say that just doing that for knobs, for Shia, is okay. I don't think that's the more common opinion, but there it is out there. Okay, Reishon and Zayin. Let's try and cover most or all of Hatzmana. Okay. Ein Aleph. Reishon and Zayin Aleph. Ein Tomnin b'Shabbat afilu b'davar she'ein mosif heva. Okay? We're not allowed to do Hatzmana on Shabbos, even if the item that you're wrapping it with, Hatzmana means wrapping, it doesn't add, intrinsically doesn't add heat. Like a t-shirt, okay, a towel. Aval b'safek chashecha tomnin bo. You are during bein hashmashot. It's an esr darabadan hatzmana, and bein hashmashot is a safek. So they say it's okay. You're allowed to do hatzmana if it's not mosif hevel, even bein hashmashot. V'ein tomnin b'davar mosif hevel afilu b'od yom. But if it's mosif hevel, if it's an item that increases, we're going to see what those are. If it, the item itself intrinsically increases the heat, I mean, the most common example that we have nowadays is an electric appliance. Otherwise, it's not so common. Unless you're camping on the beach with sand, it's really not a very common situation. V'im hitmin b'davara mosif hevel, but if you do wrap it with something that is mosif hevel, asura filu b'diavad, even Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to. V'davka betzonen shenitchamim or shenitzamek v'yafelov. Aval be'omed v'chamim imuto kisha'a rishona mutar. So here we're talking about on Shabbos. You're allowed to, if it's v'davka betzonen shenitchamim, it has to be something that's hot. And if you leave it hot, it's going to get better. But if it's omed v'chamim imuto, but it stays hot, if it's staying in its same heat, good question, how to read this, then it's okay. Davka betzonen shenitchamim o shenitstamek v'yafelo aval b'kaom v'chamito k'sha'a rishona mutar. Yeah, well, okay, good question, how to read this exactly. If it adds heat.
Even before
Shabbos. Okay, I don't know. So if you add heat, if it's something that adds heat before Shabbos, it's aser, and certainly on Shabbos. If it's something that doesn't add any heat, it's okay on Shabbos. Oh, no, if it's something that doesn't add heat, it's only okay erev Shabbos. Haga v'yesh omrim dim shachach v'heat min, you forget and you did atzmana b'shogeg b'davar mosif hevel, even if it's mosif hevel, shari le'echol, you're allowed to eat it. Doesn't know when it was done b'shogeg, and okay. Some say this is only a problem, hatmana, we don't paskal like this, but it's only a problem when it's for the, you're doing hatmana for the nighttime. But hatmana for the daytime, Erev Shabbos is okay. Aval kishamat min atzorech machar, mutar latmin ba'od yom, adavar shemosif hevel. You're allowed to do it Erev Shabbos, even if it's mosif hevel, because you're doing it for the next day. But yavad yesh yismoch al zeh b'vad shaliyah regula. So you shouldn't do this lechat chila. Okay. All right. Let's go on, and then well, okay. Bet afilu tavshil shenidbashel kol tzarcho asur lehatmin b'shabbat. Okay. If even if it's something that's fully cooked, there's still an iser derabanan of hatmana. Afilu b'davar she'eno mosif hevel. If it's Shabbos itself, even if it's not mosif hevel, and it's fully cooked, you still can't wrap it up. Mikol makom, lasum kelim ala tavshil, kedei l'shomro min achabarim, o kedei shelo itanef b'afrurit shari. But if you're doing it even on Shabbos, even if it is mosif hevel, if the purpose is to protect it from animals, or to protect it from dust or dirt in the air, if your home is dusty inside, and you want to, right? Or if you're going to leave it there for a long time, you don't want things to fall in there. or bugs to get inside. She'ein ze kimat min lahachim, and the purpose is not to warm it up. Ela kishomer, you're doing it to protect it. Basically, it's like the lid of a car. Here, v'notein kisoy ala kedera, and you're just putting a lid over the pot. So then, that's not a problem. That's not derech hatumana, derech hatumana. Okay, if you're doing it to shomer, it's okay. So the one common question is wrapping up food. Can you, if you have food and you want to put it on top of a kli and you want to wrap it up, let's say with tin foil or clothing or whatever you want to wrap up your food with? So if it's one cover, one layer of tin foil, then if it's fully wrapped and your purpose is for the sake of you want to take out your schnitzel, your challah, and you want it to be fully wrapped all the way around with foil. So if it's the first layer, and your purpose is to protect it from animals, bugs, or dust, dirt, so then that's okay to put on top of a kli. But if your purpose is to warm it up, and that's really your only purpose, your house is clean, and you're not worried about anything else, and it's just to warm it up, so then it seems to be that it's a problem of hatsumana. The way to do it without a problem is just don't wrap it up 100%. Leave it open. We'll see. Hatamana ben miksat. If you're just partially wrapping an item, so most poskim say it's not a problem. It gets a little difficult if you start, factoring Shulchan Aruch, Rama, and all the different opinions. But most will say, as long as it's not completely wrapped, it's okay. Right. The only time a tamana is a problem if it's wrapped on all sides. Okay. Gimel. Eloheim Dvarim Mosifim Hevel. Now, here are some examples that are Mosif Hevel. Psolet shel zeitim o shel shumshumin. You have the leftovers, the waste from the olives, or sesames, zevel, umelach, v'sid, v'chol. We have salt. We don't really have lime. We don't have all these wastes of olives lying around the house. At least I don't.
And sand.
Yeah. So, but these items, if you're going to try and use them to now cover up your pots, my wife would not go for that, obviously, to wrap up your pots with sand in these items, it doesn't matter if they're lachim or ben yaveshim, whether they're moist or dry, they are considered in mosif hevel. If you put them around your food, they will slowly warm up your food. Okay, I don't know. V'teven v'zagin u'mochin v'asavim v'zman sheshloshtan lachim. Or these items, if they're wet, moist. So that's tevin. We have straw, like the peels left over, the leftover peel portion of the grapes. Mochin. It's what is mochin? It could be like little pieces of wool, or not. I don't think it's just clothing that's worn out. It's like the fibers of the clothing that worn out. Like there's really not much. Like little pieces. Okay, v'asavim and grass. So if they're moist, they're also mosif hevel. But normal, eluhem devarim she'ena mosifim hevel. These are not mosif hevel, which is the stuff that we have in our homes. Kasut, any kind of clothing, peirot, fruit, v'kanfeyona, feathers, sharanotzot, una any feathers, una oret shel pishtan, also like the, kind of like the dust, I don't know how to describe it, like the dust of the flax. Unasorit shocharashim, the dust from wood, from cutting. All these cases are not mosif hevel. Yesh omrim, the mutar lahatvin v'slaim, afal pisha mosifin hevel, the milted l'sheichabad, l'gazru v'rabbanan. Ramaz adds, even rocks, even if they are mosif hevel, since nobody cooks with rocks, nobody warms things with rocks, you're allowed to do it. Okay. Dalit. Even though you're allowed to on Shabbos, you're allowed to do a tamana if it's not mosif hevel. So he says, "Im taman bo mi ba'od yom, v'nid galam yichasheicha mutar lechzor lechasoto." If you wrapped it up before Shabbos and then Friday night, I don't know, one of your kids pulled off the blanket and now you want to put it back, you're allowed to return it because you originally covered it up. Okay. If it's on the blech, so that's a whole story of, we'll assume if it's on a blech, we'll call that mosif hevel. That's also a question. But That might be, that's probably a problem as well, or as a machloket at least. Im taman, we said this, v'chen, im ratza lehosif alav b'shabbat mosif. You could even add, you already wrapped it up, Erev Shabbos, and now you want to add another covering. That's also okay. V'chen im ratza litlo kulo, latet acher b'mkom. You can even change the covering. Take off one foil and put on a new one, or change the clothing. Right, that's if you're changing it with something that's not mosif hevel. Right? Once, if for things that are mostly pevel, we can't play with on Shabbos itself. It doesn't matter which one is more effective. You're allowed to change it for a better insulator or a better clothing. Even if it was a thin a sheet, you can wrap it up with something that's thicker. And that's with something that's fully cooked, obviously. But even just to add a covering to a pot that's not fully cooked is aser. Because when you add the cover, because you're insulating the heat and you're causing it to cook faster, and that's aser. Right? Because it's bishul b'shabbos. Okay. All right, I think we'll go on. Hey, im pina tashel b'shabbat mikedera shintbashel ba lekedera acheret mutar lehatmina b'davar she'eno mosif hevel. You can even transfer it from one pot to another, and then wrap it up again because the food was already wrapped up the first time, and so we allow you to do it. Again, we're talking about towels, things that are not mosif hevel. Vav. Okay. Mutar lehatmin b'Shabbat davar tzonen b'davar she'eno mosif hevel kedei shelo yitztanen biyoter o shetafig tzinato. Aval b'davar mosif hevel afil lehatmin tzonen gamor v'afil lehod yom nami aser. Okay, so here, what's the case? You have something that's cold, and you want to make it so it's not so cold. So on Shabbos itself, lechatchila, you're allowed to wrap up an item on Shabbos if it's cold. All right, so that's okay. So there is a mach, but that's if it's not mosif hevel. Normally, we said on Shabbos you're not allowed to do a tamana on Shabbos with something that, even if it's mosif hevel or not mosif hevel on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do a tamana. So that's only for a hot food, a hot pot, and you want to just keep it hot. But if you have something cold, you're allowed to, if it's not mosif hevel. Okay. Now that's so there is a machloket I will share. If the purpose is only to, and I think this is the Vilna Gaon and the Mishnah Berurah, but it's a machloket. Okay, that if it's something that's cold and you want to wrap it up with something that's not mosif hevel, if the goal is to just make it so that it becomes like room temperature, lukewarm, then that's okay. But if your goal is to make it hot, so then that's aser. That comes up, we will see, when you want to put in a, let's say a bottle of milk or formula and you want to warm it up in hot water. So we'll either get to that today or the very beginning of tomorrow, that example. So we'll finish learning all this, and then we'll see how it comes together for that case. Zayin. Whenever we said hatamana is aser, it's aser. It doesn't matter, even if it's fully cooked, even if you cooks longer, it'll get worse, it's still aser. And that's the halacha. However, you should just know, the kol shehu chai legamrei, oh, nidbashel kol tzarcha, mutar b'hatamana, kamo shioi. Some say that once anything is completely cooked, or it's completely raw, then you're allowed to do hatmana erev Shabbos. V'makom shenagu lahakel api esvara zo en limchot biyadam. And if that's the custom, don't get mad at them. Don't make a big issue. You don't have to even stop them. Aval ein linhoken b'shar mekomot. But if any community is asking, that should not be the custom, unless that's already their old custom of that community. Okay, we're going to get to. We'll see. But like towels, to put a towel on dishes, Erev Shabbos, on a blech. We'll get to today or tomorrow. Okay, let's finish Chet. Alpha Pishim Mutar Lashot Kedera Gabi Kira. Sheish Bagechalim. Alpia Drachim Shadashin Adbaru. Mesimon Reshlin Gimel. We already learned that Shihuik can be okay with a Kedera on Gechalim, Mamash. Either with the blech or even not, depending, right, if it's fully cooked and what the case is, that's shia. Imhu mechusa begadim, even if it's covered with begadim, alpha p, sha begadim, eina mosifim hevel, machmatsun kol makol machmat, eish tachteya mosif hevel viaser. So then it depends. If you're wrapping it up completely, erev Shabbos, with begadim, it's aser. If it's completely wrapped on all sides, with a towel, clothing, whatever it is, even if you do it Erev Shabbos, it's Aser because you're on the heating elements of Gechalim. If that applies to a blech, so that's a question, but certainly it applies to coals, because coals are an item that you're able to wrap with. It's something that's movable and small. A blech, you can't fold up a blech and wrap up anything with a sheet of metal. Umiru, kol shehu b'inyan sheinam b'gadim nogim l'kedera. But as long as the begadim are not touching the sides of the begadim on all sides, alpha pishi eish tachtea, even though there is fire underneath it, so there is mosif hevel, kevan she'ena nosederach hatamana shari, since that's not how hatamana is done, then hatamana is done on all sides. Hilkach, heicha shema mil kedera gabi kedera. Oh, kupach, she'esh behem gechalim, ve'en shilei kedera nogim begechalim. So in a case where you have it just flat on top of the coals, right, the Shulchan Aruch was machmer by, we learned, gechalim that are a little bit around the pot itself. But here, you have a flat layer of gechalim, or a flat matachet of blech. So as long as the sides are not being touched, that's okay. V'im natan ala kedera kli. So what's, one, he gives us an easy etza on how to make sure your towel is not touching the sides of the kli. V'im natan ala kedera kli, racha. So you put a sheet of metal or something, a block of something, over all the kalim, so it extends beyond the kalim. And then you drape over that the towel, and for sure it's not a problem. Why? Because it's only resting on the wide cover. So it's not touching the kelim on the sides. Ein kana tamana. That's certainly not a tamana. Certainly, again, we're leaving out right now Shia and Chazara. It is certainly not a problem to put kelim inside an oven, as far as the laws of hatamana, because the walls of the oven are not wrapped around your kli. There's airspace all the way around. Right? So aydish dim tocha chaticha chaya v'hu shalotei keder nogad begechalim. It's not touching the coals. Alpha pi shemechaseh pi atanur bebegadim. Even though you're covering the tanur, it's not a problem. Kevan she'ena begadim nogim akedera, since it's not touching the kedera. So lav atamana hi vishari, and it's nothing to do with atamana, and it's perfectly permitted. V'atamana she'osim dino el shematim b'tanur b'tachin pi atanit b'tit shari l'kule alma. So nowadays, the Rama says our ovens are not a problem of hatmana whatsoever with our ovens. Mitzvah lahatim shabbos, and actually it's a mitzvah to do hatmana on Shabbos. It means hatmana if it's a derech heter. Kedei sheyochal chamim b'shabbos, because we have to eat hot food on Shabbos. Zehu mikavod va'oneg Shabbos. That's the kavod and the oneg of Shabbos. V'kol mi she'en omami medivrei chachamim ve'osar achil chamim b'shabbos, and anyone who goes against the words of chachamim and eat food, only eat cold food on Shabbos, chashin shema pikoresu. You worry that maybe he's an apikores. Not a good thing.